in around the end of the 19th century, so in the late 1800s, so the Aruch HaShulchan wrote, PR&R, Simon and Kufyud Gimel, and Sifyud Ches, that potatoes are not considered Olal Shulchan Malachim. And he explained that potatoes are everywhere. You can get potatoes in any store. They grow in everyone's field. It's not hard to get potatoes. And therefore, and only poor people eat potatoes. The person who has money does not eat anything that has a significant amount of potatoes. And he says in the past, they might not have been all Shulchan Malachim because, you know, potatoes might have been rare before they were common in Europe. Therefore, he felt that there's no reason to be machmer when it comes to a guy who cooks potatoes because they're not Olal Shulchan Malachim. This is the opinion as well of Rav Yaakov Emden about 100 years beforehand in the Sheos Yaivitz and Chelik Beis Kuf Mem Zayin, and also only about 70 years ago, Rav Henkin in the Tshuvas Ibra in Mem Beis Aleph also assumes that potatoes are not Olal Shulchan Malachim, which creates a very big kula if a guy were to cook potatoes in any fashion, as we'll see later on. However, who's the Aruch HaShulchan arguing with? The Chach Masadim. The Chach Masadim writes in Klal Samech Vav that potatoes are certainly something that are Olal Shulchan Malachim, and apparently it seems that potatoes are back in fashion. And according to the Poskim nowadays, we consider the potato something that is Olal Shulchan Malachim. This is the opinion of Rav Moshe, as cited in the Rishumei Aaron in Chelik Aleph by Rav Aaron Felder, and also Rav Azr in the Shevet HaLevi Chelik Beis, and the Orthodox Union. So therefore, we will treat potatoes as something on their own that are Olal Shulchan Malachim. What is the status of French fries cooked by a guy? So I'm a little unclear. We have a Chulukei Deos here. The Chai HaLevi, Rav Azner from Montreal, not Rav Azner Alva Shalom, but Rav Azner from Montreal, writes in the Chelik Dalad that he thinks that French fries are Olal Shulchan Malachim. And I don't know, I think it makes sense, because nowadays, if a person goes into a fancy steakhouse, so you get, you know, French fries, you know, with a steak. It's something that is considered served at a fancy meal. And perhaps it could be that French fries could be subject to the issues of Bishul Akam. On the other hand, some poskim are lenient. I'm not entirely sure what to do about French fries. I don't know what they do in the OU restaurants, but it's certainly possible to argue that it is something that is Olal Shulchan Malachim. There's a discussion also recently about French fry vending machines. I know it's not so big here, but in Eretz Yisrael and Europe, so French fry vending machines are very popular. If anyone has spent any time in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, you will notice French fry vending machines. And the issue is that if a guy bought French fries from the vending machine beforehand, so now you have a guy who's made French fries in the oil, and now it's going to have the blios of the Bishul Akum, and now how are you going to make your French fries in that vending machine as well? So there's a number of kulos that are, yeah. What's a French fry vending machine? Excellent question. So a French fry vending machine works as follows. You have, there's a bit of a debate here, you have either something that actually fries French fries inside the machine, and it lowers it down, and it raises out, and then it spits it out in a little cup, and you have fresh-made French fries. Or the French fries are actually partially cooked beforehand, and then they're only just heated up in the machine in some way, and then, again, you get a cup of French fries. So because of the tzirif of all these kulos, that it might have been cooked beforehand, and there might be a pilot light, as we'll get to later on the French fry vending machine. So all these things together, certainly if the French fry machine is under a hashkacha, if there's a hashkacha running the machine, so certainly that would not be a problem, as I think is with the machine in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. Next, the issue of potato chips. There is a tshuva in the controversial 8th volume of the Eros Moshe, in Simon Memches, regarding potato chips. And this tshuva shows you why the volume is controversial. Because in the tshuva, this is in Yoredeya Dalad Memches, in the end of the tshuva, so this is a tshuva written to Reuven Feinstein. And in the tshuva, Rav Moshe says that lechatchila, there should be a Jewish mashkiach who is in charge of the cooking of the potato chips in the factory. That's lechatchila. That's the best thing to do. And he says that if chips are actually being cooked by a guy, there's really no clear heter. He doesn't understand why potato chips should be allowed if they're cooked in the factory by a guy. And he says, really, the only thing that people are relying on is the general heter of things made in factories. But on their own, potato chips should be subject to issues of Bishul Akram. And he says, since this is only a Din Darabanan, we shouldn't protest against those people who do eat potato chips. And Adkan, the tshuva from of Moshe. And the tshuva is just, it's very unclear what he's talking about. It's unclear what were the factors surrounding the tshuva, because it seems that he's talking about according to a certain shita, but he doesn't explain what the shita is. And the tshuva is just generally unclear regarding what Rav Moshe is trying to say. So Rav Belsky, in his Shulchan HaLevi in Simon Chaf Hei in 25, so he writes that he spoke to Reuven Feinstein, and when the tshuva was written in 1957, so Reuven couldn't remember or recall the details of what the tshuva was really about, and so Rav Belsky is just unclear about the tshuva on its own. However, in the Rishume Aaron here, in Yoredeya, so they say that Rav Moshe was very clear that since it's made on factory equipment, so the potato chips are 100% fine, and Rav Moshe has no problem with potato chips made in factories. In the Sefer Bishul Yisrael, so he says that Rav Shmuel Felder called Reuven Feinstein, and Reuven said that he was well aware of the Metzias, and certainly the potato chips are a problem, so I don't even know what's going on over there. They can't figure out even what Reuven Feinstein is trying to say. So Rav Shmuel First is the head of the Agudas Yisrael in Chicago. So he has a website called psak.org, and there they record his shiurim. So he has a shiur about Rav Moshe, he's a big Talmud of Moshe, and he has a whole shiur dedicated to the potato chips. And he says that he asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe told him very clearly that French fries and potato chips are not olah al shulchan malachim. And therefore, they're 100% fine, and there's no question that the potato chips and the French fries are 100% mutter. And Rav First explained that this tshuva here is only going according to the shitos that are machmir about potatoes in general. And the Rav Moshe doesn't hold according to that sheet. I mean, the question was, according to people are machmir about potatoes, so what do you do about potato chips? And Rav Moshe is responding in kind to that tshuva. But Rav Moshe doesn't hold with that shita, and therefore Rav Moshe holds, according to Rav First, that potato chips are permissible without question. Because of the controversy surrounding this tshuva, so let's put Rav Moshe on the side, and we'll just hold it as a shita that's not viable because we don't really know what he holds. So let's go to the other shitas that are more clear regarding potato chips. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov said that potato chips are usur because of Bishul Akum, and Rav Yashiv is cited in the Kovei Tzohar Chelek Dalet as well, and this is the opinion of Rav Sternbach and Chilos Vanagos, that potato chips are a problem. And Rav Vazner writes in Chelek Yid Rosh Levi that it's good to be machmir, but certainly the Mekilim of Otro line. So those are the machmir. Yeah.
So OU gives the hefzer on those potato chips.
They're holding the kula. Oh, you wouldn't give a hechsher to something that would have Bishul Akum. They wouldn't do it.
Or they're turning it
on. What? Or there's somebody in the potato chip factory turning on. I don't know. Yeah.
The chips on Friday with the bags officially stolen in
the back. From
OU. Yeah.
Oh, really? Great. Good to know.
That was good.
So they hold that potato chips are Olal Shulchan Malachim?
They hold that potato chips are Olal Shulchan Malachim.
Interesting.
Because potatoes are Olal Shulchan Malachim, not because of chips, because they hold that this is according to the Shita, that since the general species is Olal Shulchan Malachim, therefore everything else, no matter how it's made, will be Olal Shulchan Malachim as well. Okay?
Does that mean the raw form of the potato, or does that mean that even if it was, say, only Olal Shulchan Malachim was mashed, therefore we're going to put all types of potatoes that are anyway,
well, these shitas are going according to that shita, that a potato, no matter how it's made, is going to be Olal Shulchan Malachim, no matter what. Okay, the Mekilim include Rav Shechter and the Minchas Asher and Rabbi Forrest. So they understand that potato chips are not Olal Shulchan Malachim, and that's reason number one, to be matzer, that potato chips are not Olal Shulchan Malachim. The second reason is that these are things that are not Malafes Es Hapas, things that are eaten together with bread. We'll get to that later on. And the third reason is that they're made in factories. So combining all of these tzurufei shitos, they come out saying that potato chips are fine.
Now, I was going to say, I thought it passed in prepare, so also
it's not like. So we'll have to get to that in a second. Okay? The Star K, so they ask the White House chef whether potato chips are served at state dinners, and the chef responded, "We would serve whatever the guests want, however, we've never served potato chips at a White House dinner." And therefore, a raya from the White House that potato chips are not Olal Shulchan Malachim. There's a discussion about Pringles as well. Pringles are made from a mixture of potato flakes and water. Sounds delicious, I know. So the OU doesn't consider it subject to Bishul Akum based on a number of tzirufim, especially regarding with the method of cooking, which we'll get to later on. Okay, good. Let's discuss some cases involving olal shulchan malachim. Again, it's hard to say that there's one measurement to say this is olal shulchan malachim or not. You kind of have to look at it, and the posek has to decide based on the circumstances of the time whether it is or whether it's not. There's no rubric in order to figure it out. Let's discuss canned foods. Are things served from a can in the factory considered olal shulchan malachim? So Rabbi Soloveitchik in the Kovetz Masorah in Chelek Aleph said that all canned food is not subject to Bishul Akum, and they're not olal shulchan malachim. Now, as we'll see, it could be that the methods of how things are prepared in the cans nowadays are a little bit different. Could be the quality is better. And maybe that will play into how we deal with these things. In addition, the Sefer Yana Baruch, Rav Baruch Kunstadt, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah. So in Simon Chaf Zayin, he cites from Chaim Ozer, who said that all canned foods are not considered olal shulchan malachim. The quality is not good enough. And the Divrei Chacham, Rabbi Ginsburg, from here in Cedarhurst, so he quotes in the name of Rav Moshe as well, that canned foods are not a problem because they are not olal shulchan malachim. Rabbi Heinemann has a whole shikol Torah. He says that when it comes to soups and pastas in a can, I don't know who puts pasta in a can, but that would be a problem of Bishul Akum, because those things would be all Shulchan Malachim. But when it comes to things that would be raw, like fruits and some types of vegetables, then that would be okay. So Rabbi Heinemann seems to hold one should be machmer when it comes to canned food, seemingly because nowadays the quality and the production of the canned food is certainly good, right? No, everyone here will eat hearts of palm out of a can. No one says that, you know, hearts of palm are not good quality, regardless of whether it's nechal chai or not. Meaning, the quality of canned foods is certainly much, much better nowadays, and perhaps it would depend on the type of food and things of that nature of what's being put in the can and how the food looks when it comes out of the can. Again, the Star asked the White House, and the White House said that they do not serve things from a can. Everything is fresh. So that would perhaps be a raya for the mekhilim when it comes to canned foods. The next thing is regarding tuna fish in a can. Now, Rav Schechter has a piece in the Ginas Egos and Siman Tazayin regarding tuna fish in general. We're not going to discuss the other issues regarding the scaling of the tuna fish and how the goy prepares it, and he's believed, and is there a concept of dag, shenasalim in ayin, if you don't see the fish, is it still kosher? All these factors regarding tuna fish, we don't care for right now. We just care about the Bishul Akum issue with tuna fish. So there are two main shuvos. So first of all, according to Rabbi Ganak, who we already know holds that because of sushi, all tuna is fine nowadays, so there's no question, and therefore canned tuna is fine because sushi comes in the form of tuna, and therefore there's nothing to discuss. But according to everybody else, so you have a tshuva of the Beis Avi in Chelek Gimel in Kuf Tes Vav, 115. So he says that tuna is steamed in the factory. It is not cooked inside of a liquid or inside an oven. It is steamed. And as we'll see when we get to the methods later on, steaming may not be bishul according to the halachas of Bishul Akum. And therefore, since the tuna is steamed in the can, therefore, or even outside of the can, therefore, he says, Mitzad Bishul Akum, Ein Lefak Pek Bazeh, there's no question. In addition, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel says that tuna that is cooked in the factory, you're never going to see the guy who's cooking it. So he relies on the factory heter as well. You're not going to go into a relationship with the guy in the factory, whoever, where the factory may be. And therefore, says Rav Schechter, combining these two shitos, because you're never going to meet the guy, and because it's steamed, therefore there's no Bishul Akum issue when it comes to tuna fish in the can. On the other hand, Rabbi Ginsburg in the Divrei Chachamim, so he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky as saying there is an issue with Bishul Akum in the tuna cans. I'm not aware if the Kamenetsky family eats canned tuna or not, but this is what Rabbi Yaakov says. And Rav Avi Yosef in Yabia Omer Chelekei in Yoredeya, Tuf in Siman Tes, so he has a discussion regarding sardines. And in the discussion regarding sardines, he goes and says, oh, by the way, sardines may be fine in the can, but tuna is not. Rav Avadja seems to understand that tuna fish is cooked and it's not steamed. And also, the tuna fish is much larger and more chashuv than sardines, and therefore he feels to be it's appropriate to be machmer when it comes to tuna fish as it's prepared in the factory. Okay, so as we know, many people buy tuna from the cans in the stores, and therefore this is what we're relying on, the different heterim being mitzarif together. The next issue is regarding cereal. Do we have to be machmer about cereal? So Rav Henkin writes in the Chuvas Ibra and the sheet of the OU and Rabbi Forrest is that cereal is not olal shulchan malachim, and obviously according to the sheet of the Chazon Ish that the Queen of England would have cereal for breakfast, cereal would be a problem. And therefore, Rav Sternbach says it's appropriate to be machmer to not have cereal that is made by Goyim. Next. The Sefer Habayis B'Kashruso, it's a Sefer that came out recently, so on page Ayin Vav, so he quotes in the Shem Rav Vazner that if a guy makes cholent, so the halachas of Bishal Akum would apply and you'd have to be machmer. Tzarachin, about a guy making cholent, whatever that means. But if one would have to be machmer in such a case, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky felt that salami, as we discussed last time, would also have to be machmer because all meat is considered something that's olal shulchan malachim, and the Ruvo Sefraim Nechelik Zayin, the OU and Rabbi Forrest all say that popcorn is also something that's not olal shulchan malachim, so if a guy pops popcorn for you, that would be fine. Next, sugar. The OU is leaned about sugar. Sugar is cooked in the processing. We all have sugar, even though it might be cooked by a guy. The next thing is regarding chocolate as well. We don't consider chocolate to be something that's olal shulchan malachim. For whatever reason. And then finally, the OU says in general, corn is not something that's subject to Bishul Akum because it's not Olal Shulchan Malachim or Ne'achal Chai. I'm not exactly sure why. I think they would serve corn at a dinner, but whatever reason. Yes?
In regards to popcorn, see if it's made with oil, then you have the issue with the oil. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be, assuming it's, oh, he's saying the oil is probably batal regarding the, I wouldn't consider it so important. Regarding what can mitzad kashrus or mitzad bishul akum? I don't know. I don't think it would be so significant. Fancy popcorn. Yeah. Yeah. Corn is nachal kmo shu chai, right?
At least sweet corn.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, next, let's discuss for a moment this issue of lalefes boas hapas. What does this mean in the Gemara? What does it mean in Shulchan Aruch? Do we care about this? It seems to be that nobody really mentions it when we come to the poskim. So it's the Gemara there that we mentioned before on Daf Lamed Ches, right? The Gemara says, Kol Shein Nechol Al Shulchan Malachim lalefes boas hapas. That it has to be eaten together with bread. So the Rashi in the Taras Abayis says that seemingly that is the Gemara coming to qualify something that's Olal Shulchan Malachim, or is that simply another thing to be machmer for? That also anything that's a lefes as a pas would not be subject to Bishul Akum. So this is some poskim, like the Pri Chadash, maintain that for something to be aser mitzad Bishul Akum, the food would have to be commonly eaten together with the bread, which creates a tremendous kula. The Shita of the Pri Chadash means that it wouldn't be subject to Bishul Akum unless you would eat it with bread. That would knock out a lot of things. And these shittos agree, if you make that thing as a meal though on its own, then you would have to be machmer. Like if you made a plate of rice, to eat rice, so in that case, even though the rice might be eaten together with something like bread, if I made a meal of rice, so in that case you would be machmer. That's the shittos of the Pri Chadash, to generally be lenient if it's not eaten together with bread. But, as it's clear from the Mechaber say that there's no stipulation. And therefore, anything that wouldn't be eaten raw and not be put on a king's table would be not be subject to Bishul Akum. And this sheet of lalefes boas hapas doesn't really become a factor. It's only used in certain cases to be mitzaref leniencies when you need something to not be Bishul Akum. So you'll say, it's not eaten together with pot. With pas, so we'll combine it together with the pre chadash in order to come up with a kula, which then brings us now to the last thing, which is coffee. What is the status of coffee when it comes to Bishul Akum? So, coffee is relatively new, not only in the past 500 years or so that we have coffee. So, Rav Meir Eisenstadt, the Maram Ash, he was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Yonas Naivishitz. So he writes in his Tshuvas Panim Me'iros and Chelik Aleph, Simen Samach Beis, that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer to not drink coffee made by a guy, and he feels that it's not Nechal Chai, the beans have to be cooked and roasted, and it is something that is Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. Coffee is something that is eaten in a fancy place, the Darkei Tshuva, and the Shirei Bracha both quote the Arizal, who is machmer to not have coffee made by a guy. That's the sheet of the Parmeiros. Everybody else disagrees. Who's the first person to disagree? It's really all based on one tshuva, and that's the tshuva of Rav Shabtai Ber in the Ber Esek, in Simen Kuf He. Rav Shabtai Ber was a rav in Italy in Yerushalayim. His tshuvas are very interesting. He has some controversial shitos regarding, he says you can use the stam yayin of a goy for havdalah and kiddush, which is not something we rely on. He also was clean shaven, and apparently that got him in a lot of trouble as well, to have a rav who was clean shaven. He had certain shitas. So he writes as follows, that there is no bishul akum when it comes to coffee. He gives a number of reasons. He says, first of all, he says, it has to be ol al shulcham alachem, lalefes boas apas. And you don't eat coffee with bread. Now, you'll tell me that people dunk the mezonos in the coffee. So he says that this is not the minhag olam, at least in his time, to dunk your donut or whatever it is in coffee. And he says, therefore, it's not lalefes boas apas. The second reason to be mako, which I don't really understand, he says the gzeira was only on mashkin, was not on mashkin that are eaten, not on mashkin that are drunk. Something like a soup is something you eat. That's a mashka that you eat. But a mashka, a liquid that you drink out of a cup, like you're drinking something, so therefore he says the gzeira doesn't apply to that. I'm not sure why. That's not how we paskin, really. And the third reason is that coffee is just flavored water. That's all it is. It's batsim, it's water. And water is not subject to bishul akum, and therefore it can be cooked by a guy. Now, according to that reasoning, one should be machmer if it comes to something like espresso or Turkish coffee. Because there, it's more of a concentrate. It's thicker, and it's not really so much butzel to the water. The coffee is more present there, and therefore it could be that, according to the shita, it won't have to be machmer when it comes to espresso or Turkish coffee made by a guy. This shita of the Ber Esek is cited by the Pri Chadash and Rav Yaakov Emden here in the Sheilas Yavetz and the Mor Katsiya and Or HaChaim and the Ad Ephraim, the Gilyon Marashah here, the Emes Liyakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Menashe Klein and the Mishnah Halachos and Chelek Yud Beis, Rav Yashuv and Rav Ad Yosef and Yechav Adas, Chelek Dald. And this is the shita of the poskim. We drink coffee even though it might be prepared by a guy. Now, Rav Ad Yosef goes as far to say there's no problem getting coffee on a plane. If they go around with a coffee cup and they're serving coffee into a plastic cup, he says there's no problem because there's no assumption there's anything not kosher in there. For that, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi whether to take coffee from a plane. But there are certainly shitos in the poskim to rely on such a thing. Rabbi Heinemann says that nowadays coffee is olal shulcham alachem. Go to any dinner, they offer you coffee afterwards. That's certainly something that's olal shulcham alachem. And therefore, he purely relies on the heter of that the coffee is something which is mainly water, and the coffee is there only to flavor. It's not something that's really a substantial food on its own. Nowadays, so let's summarize the three reasons to allow coffee. The ikar is water. It's not malefes as a pas necessarily. And the third sheet is something we'll get to later on, is there might not be bishul akum by iri kli rishon or kli sheni. And since coffee is made through Iri Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, so another reason to be matter as well when it comes to coffee. There's discussion as well regarding instant coffee, because instant coffee was perhaps is made more lenient because it's not really cooking anything. And the sheet of the poskim as well is to be lenient when it comes to instant coffee. Rav Schechter points out when it comes to coffee that when you drink coffee nowadays, it's difficult to say that it's something that is really mainly water. Because when you drink coffee, you're drinking it for the caffeine. You want the coffee part. It's not just the taste, not just you want to have flavored water. You want the caffeine to give you a boost. And therefore, he doesn't say that coffee is not okay, but he just questions this idea regarding whether, you know, it's purely just water and there's nothing else. Yeah.
Can we also rely on the fact that it's mostly water to make the shahako as opposed to coffee?
Correct.
I mean, we rely on that
svar
in another area, though.
You're saying by Hilchos Brachos as well. I could certainly transfer over. There's also a question about coffee from vending machines, just like we discussed by the French fry machine. There, well, coffee from a vending machine would be fine, as long as you know that everything inside is kosher, and iron all the discussion about Starbucks. But the same thing would apply as well. Even if a guy made something from a coffee machine beforehand, it wouldn't ruin it for a Jew when he issues a bishul akum. Okay.